You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
What's trending right now? The Ohio State held off Notre Dame. Comeback bid Monday night to walk off with a 34-23 victory. That's their first national title since 2014. Buckeyes winning it all last night. Donald John Trump is once again president of the United States. Was sworn in yesterday. The man who served as America's 45th leader became its 47th president yesterday after being sworn in at the Capitol Rotunda. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts administered the oath to Trump just after the court's Brett Kavanaugh administered the oath to the vice president. Yesterday, Donald Trump being sworn in as the 47th president. Normally, well, it's been done with every other president that's sworn themselves in. Melania had two Bibles, one from Trump's mother. One goes back to, I think, Lincoln days.
Right.
And she was holding them with the hat, with the big hat. But the president did not put his hand on the stack of Bibles that was noted by a lot of people.
The last inauguration, when he was sworn into presidency, he did put his hand on the Bibles. My guess is that because they had to do all that quick change and moving it to the rotunda, that was one of the things that just kind of, I don't think that was on purpose, is what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it was on purpose, but it did happen.
Yeah,
it looks like Melania was a little bit late getting the Bibles to where they need to be. But you're right, with the switcheroo of situations, I'm sure some of the staging routines, rehearsals, whatever logistics
have
to happen.
The whole thing
seemed a little...
like people didn't know where to stand
awkward,
or what they were.
Yeah,
but it was fine. It was fine.
78 years old, Trump is the oldest president ever inaugurated, surpassing Biden's age 4 years ago by 5 months. Vice President Vance, just 40 years old. Big gap in age there between the two. Now, the president has pardoned, commuted the prison sentences, or vowed to dismiss the cases of all of the 1,500-plus people charged with crimes in the January 6th, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, including the people convicted of assaulting police officers, using his clemency powers on his first day back in office to undo the massive prosecution of the unprecedented assault on the seat of the American democracy. That is part of the flurry of executive orders that were signed into law yesterday or passed, and also the southern border. That's going to be another huge task for the president, as he's made many, many promises through the campaign. Heavy lake effect snow still falling today through Wednesday, causing some communities to issue travel bans. You heard Trevor with the travel bans. Big story is the 219 is closed from the 90 down to Peters Road both directions, and just heavy snow. Very definitive line as it goes with lake effect snow. kind of. Wheeze, what did you run into? Walden South?
I took Transit Road in, and bottom line is, from Lancaster, once you hit, like, honestly, once you hit, I would say, Young's, it transits, like, down to pavement. And then when I got to Maple Road to come to the station, it was, what did they get, maybe 2 inches of snow? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I probably got a foot in Lancaster, Southern Lancaster, as I'll call it now.
Southern Lancaster.
Hey, believe me, I'm not proud of it. No. I'm looking to move out to Nick's. I'm just waiting for
We were blissfully untouched by this lake effect last night.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, my small home is being built.
Night before. Sunday night, we got a blast of snow, which was, shovelable, but...
Nick, I'm going to put it on a pickup truck and build
a
small
home. That's perfect. One of those tiny homes.
Yeah, right.
Even looking at the 90 right at Walden Avenue, I mean, it's down to pavement and... Yeah. You have to get to, like, the 90, like, Route 400, and I see everyone's driving
then
right now.
Then you get into severe snow.
Snow covered. I mean, it just looks like they haven't gotten the plows out.
To my neighbors, I'm sorry I had to snowblow at 4 in the morning.
That's a bummer.
I don't want to. Actually, multiple people were out because people got to go to work. I'm like,
you're fine.
I'm done with this, though. I'm done snowblowing.
Dude, you're a worker bee. It's okay.
I'm done snowblowing. I'm just, Nick, you're
just all done.
You know what? The cold, when the wind hits your thing, hits your face, and you're like.
Well, I'd say move to Florida. But some areas in Florida getting snow as well in the northern part of the state.
Yeah, that's
Texas,
what I heard.
Texas, Louisiana, Florida. There is a winter storm, a rare winter storm. Wheeze, Louisiana bracing for 1 to 3 inches of snow, which is not a lot by Western New York standards.
They don't have ice. Yeah, they don't have ice.
But down there, forget about it. Heavy snow, sleet, freezing rain around the deep south as an Arctic blast plunges much of the eastern U.S. into a deep freeze. So they're dealing with that.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Severe weather in the south. Airports in Texas shut down because of this snow event. So anybody flying? Flight operations. Both Houston airports announced that flight operations would be suspended starting today until the weather clears. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, on Sunday, even on Sunday going, I had friends going to Fort Lauderdale, and their flight got diverted by almost an hour and a half. They were up in the air. And for whatever storm it was, they had to fly like around it. So they got home, they were like an hour and a half late landing. And so whatever
Between
they were flying,
the Elon Musk space junk and the weather, I don't know how anybody's supposed to fly anymore.
How you're supposed to get it done.
That's crazy.
And you know what, Nick? All of this stuff you can tell me, and I just come back to Bills won, you guys, on Sunday.
Exactly.
Go, Bill. Go, Bills.
6:33 is the time. Big game Sunday night. Bills on the road taking on Mahomes and the Chiefs. Go Bills.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.